L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Of course, it is always great as we kick off hour number two to have Elvis in the building, baby. Dennis Bernstein, the fourth period, Sirius XM, NHL Radio. As we get ready, I didn't think we'd be here. Me and Scotty didn't last Friday before the weekend. We didn't think we'd have another game when we came back this week. But sure enough, game five, Sunrise, Florida tonight. Panthers looking to close out the Oilers. Denny, good to see you, as always, my man. I'm sure the chatter is, especially around, because I know a lot of the guys, just like you in the media, I'm sure the real chatter is they better close it out tonight, because I don't want to go back to Edmonton for game number six.
You know, it takes me back to 2014 when the Rangers and Kings were playing. And it was game five here, and nobody wanted the Rangers to win, to go back to New York for game six. So, yeah, same thing. It's some of the people never got out of South Florida. It were huge thunderstorms last week. And so, look, I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but the Panthers have to be way better because they don't want to – if they go back to game six in Edmonton, Carver, we're coming back for seven. Like, the momentum has shifted, and you just got to park and ride that game four. It was a disaster for the Panthers. And now we're here for game five.
And look, it always seems like, Denny, that in whenever you have the 3-0 lead, and the NHL is the sport that it's been done in really more than any of the other ones combined, is teams coming back from 3-0 down. And it isn't a lot still. You can count it on one hand. But it feels like, Denny, the game that where things start to shift and your mind starts to change is if you have to play that sixth game, right? Like, that's when the doubt really starts to creep in your head. You lose the fourth game, it's like, all right, especially when you're in a spot like this where you're going home for game five. Panther crowd tonight, you know they're going to be lathered up. Do you just take 8-1 on Saturday and you go, you know what, Bobrovsky got a little bit of rest, the game got out of hand, and the Panthers get back to what was so successful for them the first three games?
That was Paul Maurice's message after game four. Right? The only thing is that Bob got some rest, he got pulled. It's probably been pulled at 4-1, not 5-1. But, again, you're not going to sweep the Oilers. They're too good of a team. Connor, Leon, I know everybody talks about how injured they are. But Carver, they didn't look too injured on game four. They really didn't. Now, I think a lot of it was the juice they got from the building. And I've been in that building a lot. Somebody joked that as a non-Edmonton media member, nobody's been in the building more in Edmonton than me in the last 5 years because the Kings have played them three times in the playoffs. It was loud. It was as loud as I've ever heard it. So I think they got a little more energy. But it's just a terrible game for the Panthers. And not for nothing, if Skinner wasn't good in the first period, Carver, it's probably 3-3, not 3-1. So I think the Panthers got to come home, play their game, be more physical. And I know that Matthew Tkachuk made this guarantee today. But let's talk about Matthew Tkachuk. He was on ice for six goals in game three and four. His last goal was game one of the Eastern Conference Final against the Rangers. And he has 1 point in his last six games. So, Matthew, great. Love the fact you made a guarantee that you're going to win it tonight and all. But how about doing something for your team as opposed to just making guarantees? He's got to be a more productive player on the ice for the Panthers if they want to clinch tonight.
And that kind of really, Denny, is for me, it's kind of all their big guys. And listen, I know the Panthers don't have, you know, that it's not like the Oilers. Yeah. You know, the Oilers have a lot of offensive firepower. But in the first four games of this series, they've gotten nothing out of Tkachuk. They really have gotten nothing out of Verhaeghe and really not much out of Reinhardt either. I feel like, Denny, those are the three guys for me tonight. If the Panthers are going to close this out, one of those three guys or two of them have got to step up with a couple of goals.
And they had Brandon Montour that. Hey, Carver, let's be real. If Evan Rodriguez doesn't stand up in game two, maybe it's an even, maybybe it's, you know, maybe it's a different story. Maybe it's 2-2. I don't know. But they and you're right, they are not an overpowering offensive team, the Florida Panthers. They grind you up. They roll four lines. They have three effective, you know, defensive pairings, and Bobrovsky's been great. But they need more from their guys. They do. Like, you see tonight, and you start seeing the over totals coming in. Like, early, I was saying, hey, hammer the 5.5 under. But 4-3, 8-1, they're going to have to score some goals tonight if they want to clinch the cup, Carver, without question. They're not going to win this game 2-1. So, because the momentum now offensively, they got their mojo back from Edmonton. So, we'll see what happens tonight in game five.
In terms of if they do win, and we were looking at this before, you know, the Conn Smythe odds, Bobrovsky's been the favorite, really, you know, since Florida has taken control of this thing. But it's gotten a lot closer with him getting pulled the other game. And I don't think it should matter, Danny. I think that that's going to happen to goalies in the playoffs. Yeah. The guy's played a billion games. He had a bad night. Do you think it's as close as these odds say here with the 115? Is Barkov that? I think it's Bobrovsky no matter what happens tonight.
Yeah, so did I, Carver. Until I started talking to some guys who vote or some guys who are around.
Here we go.
Here's the thing, Carver. Here's the logic. I'll give you the logic. Yeah, I'd put a ticket on Barkov tonight if I was you. Here's the logic. Bobrovsky wasn't the better goalie in the Boston series. Swayman was. Wasn't the better goalie in the Ranger series. Shesterkin was amazing, but the team didn't win. Barkov's been steady the entire way. Like, he's been steady. He has no ups and downs. So there's a sentiment for Alexander Barkov for the Conn Smythe because of his consistency and the fact that Bob wasn't the better goalie in two of the series. You can make the case for that. I still think it's close, but I'd throw a ticket on Barkov tonight if I was a sharp bettor.
I'm sorry. You have now sold me, Denny. I have thrown everything that I just said out the window. It's going to be Barkov because that matters. Listen, when you talk to they have the votes. The people that vote for it in the media, they start talking about it. You know which way that they are starting to lean. Oiler offense, it's hard for me to know if they found something because of how out of hand the game got on Saturday night. But are you expecting, McDavid to kind of go with what happened on Saturday and move that into tonight and get some more points up on the board? We know he's broken this assist record, which, Denny, don't matter if they don't win. I don't care if he had the most assists in the playoffs. If you don't win, it doesn't really matter. McDavid's got to have another big one tonight and put him on his back.
Yeah, kind of like getting the board. I bet the key guy is Draisaitl. If Leon could be effective and get a couple of points, a goal and assist maybe on the power play. And the power play hasn't been great either. They got one in game, but it was out of control. There was a 5-on-3. I think Leon Draisaitl is the key tonight. He really is. Because I think Connor might get, 1-1. So if you want to play a point total on Connor going over, that's a smart bet. The key is Leon Draisaitl. And maybe Zach Hyman, who really hasn't done anything. I've been shocked at how not effective Zach has been around the net. So if those two guys get on the board, we're definitely going back for game six in Edmonton. It's something I don't relish. I love the fans up there, and they've been amazing. But I think it's not about Connor. It's about his support team. Because Connor's going to show up tonight. It's a do-or-die game. You think he's going to be on the ice for maybe 25, 27 minutes if it's a close game. But Leon Draisaitl, I think, and Zach Hyman are the keys tonight.
Being down there for those first couple games, and you're obviously there tonight down in Sunrise, it's always been a place where before last year, people nobody cares about the team. They're not into the games. Yeah. It's not a big-time fan base. I've seen these ticket prices for tonight, Denny. You're there. What is the buzz around South Florida tonight for this game? Are people jacked up to see the Panthers win this thing?
Yeah, they even had the rally towel say it's about the six. We joke about they have six fans here. They don't have six fans. 19,000 people, legit. They're the most popular team in South Florida. Ahead of the Dolphins right now, I think. And it's something that's really taken hold. I went to a Marlins game last week here. They had 10,000 in the building. Right, maybe. Right, the biggest cheer, and they hit a couple of homers. The biggest cheer they got, Carver, was a kid on the board wearing a Panthers jersey. They put on the scoreboard. So that's it. So this is a team that has a captured imagination. And South Florida's not a great sports town or sports fan base, but they certainly have here in South Florida. It's a legit ticket. There's a lot of excitement around this team, and they're on the verge of winning their first Stanley Cup in franchise history.
Panthers and under 5.5, Denny.
Panthers over 5.5. They score. Got to score a little bit more tonight.
Okay, yeah, so the dam has been broken after Saturday night. We're going to get more goals. Denny, have a great time tonight. Game number 5 between the Oilers and the Panthers. Thanks, as always, for stopping by. And I am hoping You don't got that long trip back to Edmonton for you. You and everybody else in a couple of nights. Thanks as always, Denny.
Pleasure, Carl. Great being on Coast to Coast.
There he is. Denny Bernstein, the fourth period, SiriusXM. We're back, Coast to Coast, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. We always like to tell you, you have to go and get the new Sports Grid app. I don't understand why you wouldn't have it already, but it's available both at the iOS and the Play Store. You can track scores and live odds. Stay up to speed on all the latest content from your favorite hosts. You can watch or listen live anytime, anywhere on the apps. You can watch Sports Grid on the app whenever you want. You can listen to Sports Grid Radio at any time on the app. Even, how about weeknights at 8 p.m. East when Carver and Lisi's on? You could listen to the Sports Grid app right there, right on the app. Go ahead and get it done. You could follow Cam Stewart on the app, and you get all the clips of Cam, especially like maybe Golf Wednesdays when he stops by C2C. So once again, available both at the iOS and the Play Store. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Go to sportsgrid.com/watch. to see all the platforms that you can find us on. Everyone loves Cam Stewart's Golf Wednesday clips.
I don't know. I think everyone's loving your picks the way things are going with a little DeChambeau magic there, buddy. You and Brady hit Carlos Ortiz on live.
Ortiz, we've had a good
next,
couple
European
of weeks.
European tour? Yeah, don't worry. I like my burger burnt. Burnt Weisberger at 22-1 already made my card.
Oh, little Weisberger.
Tune in tomorrow. The
little
Weisberger.
Alex,
nice
Alex
and tasty.
Alex Fitzpatrick over at the DP World Tour this week.
Dude,
you got Alex involved.
The Fitzpatricks are dead to me. Matt Fitzpatrick actually wrote a list like Billy Madison. I wrote, never again, Matt Fitzpatrick, and put a line through it. Damn. I don't care if he wins the next tournament. I am done with that guy. He has cost me so much money. I'm done.
I used him. Cam, I used him in a pool this week. Obviously, I had DeChambeau, and I had Aubert. I had a couple of guys. And
me too.
Fitzpatrick was my fourth guy, and I was so happy he made the cut. And I'm like, all right, he made the cut. I'm going to get money here. He's gonna finish in the money. And then he shoots like 9 over on Saturday and completely buries himself.
And then 1 under on Sunday. Good work there, Matt.
Man.
I got to tell you something, buddy.
Get the calculator.
Every matchup bet this week at Travelers. And if I lose them all, then I don't care. I am done, Carver. I usually give people like 7 chances. I'm done with that guy.
We're done with these guys. I can't wait for Golf Wednesday tomorrow. The Travelers Championship, Cromwell, Connecticut. Always fun. I do have, believe it or not, a couple things before I give you the odds. First, here's Luka. First time in the NBA Finals. A learning experience, I guess we could say, for Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. Will they be back? I think one day they will. But what did Luka learn this past week and a half?
Luka, what do you take away from this that will help your team get back here next year, ideally, and win it next time? Is there any particular takeaways from being in the finals?
Right now, I don't really know. It's not what I'm thinking, but, you know, they're a great team. They've been together for a long time. And they have to go through everything, so we just got to look at them, see how they play, maturity, and they have some great players. You know, we can all learn from that, and, you know, we got to fight next season.
I was saying to DeCourcy before, Cam, the NBA has changed so much here in the last few years. This is the sixth different champion, and 6 years in a row we've had a different champion in the league. It was a league that was built on dynasties for a very long time, going back to the 80s with the Lakers and the Celtics, the Bulls, the Spurs, the Heat, the Warriors. It's been always built on that. I think that the league has changed here in the last 5 years to where it is now, more parity, and you can get different winners. And I think that's a good thing for Luka Doncic to eventually get the Mavs back to where he got them to this year. And look, does he have to be better than he was in this series? Yeah, Cam, I think he learned a big lesson in that game that he fouled out of, which I think everyone's going to remember, where he acted like a maniac, not getting calls early in that game. I think Luka's going to learn some lessons down the line.
Here's the deal. Like, I love Luka Doncic, but, like, you got to tone it down a little bit with refs. I know you're an emotional guy and things, you know, a lot of people are emotional. I'm emotional. But after a while, it's like the boy who cried wolf, and his defense was deplorable. Let's call it out for what it is. Yeah. Some of those games, Carver, like, it's not good enough. So obviously the offensive skills there is one of the best in the league, but you got to work on that defense and less yapping to the officials, and I think things will go very well.
Most likely. A tradition, Cam, unlike any other on Coast to Coast. We always, the day after a champion is crowned, let you know who's the favorite for next year, and here it is. The Boston Celtics, of course, after winning last night, they are plus 310. Man, that's wow. That's a long 12 months to sit on 3-1, Cam. So that's probably going to be a no thank you for me. Denver plus 750. Dallas and OKC plus 950. 10-1 Milwaukee, Minnesota. 16-1 Knicks and the Sixers. Clippers at 20. Golden State, Lakers, Phoenix at 25. Miami 35, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the hardest part about this, Cam, when we do this every year, especially in the NBA and all these leagues, there's going to be so much movement, and there's going to be things that happen that we're not expecting to happen. You know, there's going to be some trade that nobody saw coming. There's going to be some guy to ask out of a place that we don't know about yet. And that's what makes looking at that right now, Cam, very, very hard. And if the only thing I would look at personally is teams further down the list that I think maybe would make some of those moves to jump themselves up into that rest of the crowd.
I agree. Like the Knicks are a team, I think, you know, they might be able to go for it. If you're looking for value, Indiana did a great run. Me and Gabe talked about them. I think that price at 50 is insane. Oklahoma City seems like a team that's very, very close. And we have a goal, Carver. The 7-1, 6.5-1. Oh, we have a goal by Czech Republic over Portugal.
Whoa.
Portuguese Joe. No.
Who is it?
What
Who
is
do we
going
got?
On? I got, yeah, wow, what a goal. 1-0. These guys are huge underdogs. Huge.
Wait, okay, so Czechia, Cam, they scored. Wow,
Czechia, whatever. The Czechs.
1-0. Yes. As they get the goal from Provod in the 62nd minute. So 1-0.
What a goal
for Czech. And now, hey Cam, honestly, I think this sets up great for you with the 1-1 draw because you have the quote unquote better team. Now trailing by a goal with 20-plus minutes to go. I'm not sure. Did Ronaldo even start this game? They probably bring him in with like 10 minutes to go.
No, he started.
Today. Wow.
Yep.
So he won't make it to 90 then. They're going to drag him out before it goes. We'll come back and keep you updated. Coast to Coast on a Tuesday. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. I just saw this goal, Cam. The Czech team scored to take the 1-0 lead over Portugal. I mean, that was a screamer your boy hit from the top of the box to bury it home. So, Cam, you got a lot of gas here now. Honestly, you kind of laid it all out for me during the break. I know you kind of put this one under the hat. You buried the lead. The 1-0 Czech one you have is better than any of the other tickets that you have. You want this. Forget the 1-1 draw. This is what you want, Cam, right here.
Oh, big time. Exact score. Czech Republic 1-0, 16-1, 10 gifts. I put $10 on it. It pays 170. Like, God, I wish I put, like, it's not happening yet, but it's a good start, Carver. You know what happened? If we can gather all these eggs, I'll just throw them back and scramble them for golf. That's what's going to happen.
All the eggs that we gather on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they all just get put with the golf. See, now, I'm so nuts that I would have took that 16-1 for the 1-0, and I would have put it with, with Cantlay to win this week, you know, or something like that.
I like Cantlay this week, too.
I do, too. Boy. I already got to put it with the golf ticket with him, Cam. I got a big ticket for Cantlay after Ian Happ homered last night. Here is the last thing I have for you, I promise. I gave you the odds to win the title. Here's the MVP for next year because this also has to get up as soon as possible. Joker, Luka, Giannis, SGA, Embiid, Tatum, Edwards, Victor Wembanyama. Funny. You know where I would go right off the top, Cam? I think that eventually – I don't think they're going to give Joker any more MVPs. I don't think that I would go there. I think that Luka and SGA. Giannis and sure. – I mean, Luka and SGA for me. Maybe Giannis, but – that's the kind of the area that I would look, Cam. It's a star-driven award. I think that Luka and SGA are going into that next level, and one of them is going to win the MVP next year.
I would agree with that. I want a little bit more with Victor Wembanyama, too. Like, if you give me, like, a 25 because he plays for the Spurs, but he just might blow it up next year in the statistical box, right? Like, the guy's a freak. He barely even played, and he put up crazy numbers. So, yeah, 20-1, I'm listening.
He's going to be a very popular play, Cam. I think a lot of people are going to put tickets in on Wembanyama, and I would bet that that number probably looks a little different on opening night. In October, I think that it'll probably be in the more of the 15 or 17 range probably by the time we get there. So always want to – they tie it up, Cam.
Oh,
Portugal scores 1-1.
No, now my
all right,
total.
But now, and not only that, Cam, here's our issue. That was too quick.
I scored the 93rd minute or something, and then I go 1-1. It's perfect. They hit everything.
You needed a goal late. Is when you needed it. That's for sure. So
gambler, right, God, he's always pissing me off. Like, leave me alone, man. It's a Matt Fitzpatrick this week. Can't you cut me some slack? God, man.
Matt Fitzpatrick. I can't wait to go after him with you.
I see that kid. If I see that kid in the Canadian Open with those braces, what happened there? Beautiful. Right off the
bat. No good? Oh, wow. Yeah. Unbelievable. Off the goalie's head. Goalie made the save on the header and went off the guy. That's wild. So
see what happens,
now Cam's got a major 20-minute sweat ahead.
Oh, I got problems. 20 minutes. I got
major
20-minute
sweat.
I'm sweating
probably
now.
Probably more than that
degrees.
With extra time.
Yes.
So
why?
Was it who scored, by the way? Was it an own goal or was it I guess they might have put it off and gave it an own goal.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Get rid of that too, Cam. That screwed me with Mbappe yesterday. I thought I was going to get the goal, and they gave it the own goal.
It should be the last guy that touched
it. He banked it in off the guy. It should be. It should be like the NHL, Cam. Last guy who touches it gets credit for the goal. Enough of this own goal stuff that they have in soccer. I can't have it. Finally, Jeff Van Gundy, who was part of the Celtics staff, kind of behind the scenes, Cam, after he got let go from doing the games on ESPN last year. He will now be the lead assistant on the bench for Ty Lue with the Clippers. So Jeff Van Gundy getting back on an NBA bench. Good for him. Godspeed and good luck. All right, Cam, we will come back. Me and you for the lion's share today. And the Taters, Cam, have been hot. And I mean hot. We've been doing real well with Tater Time. I've got a six-pack for you coming up here in the lion's share. We had Hap last night at plus 600. We had Albies at plus 575 last night. We have been rolling with the bombs, Cam, and we will try to keep that going for you when we come back. For El Coast to Coast on a Tuesday, Carver High and Cam in for Scotty. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. BetMGM, they have got you going for the soccer here this summer. We've been talking about it. Euro 2024, Copa 2024, celebrate the summer of soccer with BetMGM. A 50% soccer boost pack. Listen to this. Get a 50% boost for three different bets. An odds boost, a parlay boost, and a live odds boost. These will be available through the first round of all these matches at the Euros in the group stage. Odds boost and live odds boost must be a minimum of minus 300 odds or higher. Parlay boost needs to be at least 3+ legs and plus 400 odds or higher. 33% odds boost will be available throughout the Copa and the Euros as well. Go to the BetMGM Sportsbook app and BetMGM.com for full details. I mean, they are hitting it hard with soccer here at BetMGM. I absolutely love to see it as we are having ourselves quite the sweat here with Portugal and Czechia this afternoon. All right, Cam, speaking of BetMGM, it is time for the lion's share brought to you by BetMGM. And that's right, you get me and Cam today on the lion's share. And we got a little bit of both sides of the coin here, Cam, for the lion's share today. I got the taters for you because tater time is something we do every day here on C2C. And we had a good night last night with Ian Happ and Ozzie Albee. So we're going to try to let the good times roll. We've also got some anytime and first goal scorers for the Oilers and the Panthers tonight that we can dabble in as well here on the lion's share. I'm going to start, Cam, with the taters, and I will go to South Florida. Yes, there's a hockey game there tonight, but there's also a baseball game. Marlins and the Cardinals. And what do we got here? Lance Lynn on the mound for the Redbirds. So we're going to go after him, Cam, with Jazz Chisholm to start things off. And why are we going to do that? That's because Jazz is 4-for-6 with a homer in his career off of Lynn, plus 550 with a sweet price. I'm starting it off with Jazz tonight, Cam. Let's go.
Carver, I'm writing down everything that you're doing. I'm going to take all these baseball taters and parlay them with golfers, and I'm going to hit the biggest bomb of my life so I can just, like, you know, just finally hit one because I've been
close.
Put
it with the golf.
Yeah, put it with the golf. I want
the golf.
What do you win if KLA wins again? What are you talking about, like $2,000 on 10 bucks or something? You're my guy.
I put Cantlay to homer with the Happ homer last night. I played Happ straight. I play them all straight, Cam. But then I do small sprinkle with a golf play. So I have Cantlay now to win the Travelers at like 160-1 or something like that.
Amazing.
So I got a nice Cantlay ticket working for us. Next, let's go to Pittsburgh where Bailey Falter is going to be on the mound for the Pirates tonight. And that's what's bad news for him is that Spencer Steer is going to be in the lineup. He's 4-for-6 off him in his career with a tater. Plus 450 for Spencer Steer tonight, deep into the Pittsburgh night. Let's go.
Well, you steer me in the right direction there, Carver. What's got Steer and maybe like a little Tony Finau there, too? I'm just going to go absolutely bonkers. Steer me. Steer me to a winner. Please.
I'm going to steer you, Cam. I usually don't like going to guys the night after they hit a homer, but guys do get hot. And I think that Rafael Devers is one of those guys that we could put into that equation, especially, Cam, when you look at what he's done against the Basset Hound in his career, 3-for-8 with 2 homers off of him, plus 425. The ball was flying out in Toronto last night for the Red Sox. I think it'll do the same tonight. We're going to Devers at plus 4.25.
Great call for people. I'm like right there. I'm literally 20 minutes away, and I'll tell you, it is hot as heck. Like, it's so humid, man. That ball is going to fly. It's going to, like, honestly, Carver, it's going to, like, you murder it. Warning track power is home run power. So I like Devers. He's a very streaky player as well. And, yeah, the Basset Hound is known to get a little bit upset and serve up a couple meatballs.
He is known to do that, that's for sure. Next, Cam, this play for me, not really so much a history play. This is just, he's been so good to me on Tater Tuesdays that I want to continue to go with him. And that's Josh Naylor from Cleveland. He's been excellent on Tuesday nights this year and going against Miller for Seattle. I think he can crank him out. Plus 475 for him now. That's down a little bit from this morning. He has been a Tuesday warrior. I'll tell you this though, Cam, in that game, I'd look at some Seattle guys as well. Because McKenzie has not been good for Cleveland. He's given up a lot of taters this year. So I'm going to look to a few guys, Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, et cetera, on the other side of the ball too.
Prime Minister approved. The Nailers are from my hometown. Literally, I grew up like a couple minutes away from me. The school's like a walking distance. So, yeah, Prime Minister likes it, Carver. You and a couple Canadians are with me this afternoon, and you're with Nailer tonight. Let's go. Let's nail a winner. Bam.
Let's go, indeed. It's June, Cam, and that means that you should probably play Kyle Schwarber almost every night in June. This also falls into kind of what I was saying about Devers. Guys get hot. He had 2 last night. He had 2 the other day. He's had 5 in, like, the last 5 days. Schwarber in June is outstanding. Once again, a good matchup with King on the mound for the Padres, another righty who has been bad against big lefty power hitters this year. Plus 250, our shortest price. But when you go to the window, Cam, I don't care how low it is. It's still plus 250. Let's go,
That's
baby.
What I'm talking. Yeah, the books can't offer you like plus 350 or 4 because the guy's he's an absolute monster. So, yeah, I got no problem with 250. You say it. It wins. Who cares? You cash a ticket. Let's roll.
Next one for me, Cam. I want to go back to Wrigley tonight. It was good to me last night with Ian Happ. Look, maybe not as windy tonight, but it looks like it's still pretty decent 15 out to left field. So I want to target some of these right-hand hitters. In fact, this guy Estrada, Tiago Estrada on the Giants, he had the big homer last night, the three-run shot that put them ahead for good 7-6. I'm going back to the well, Cam, with a lefty on the mound in the steel mill, plus 675 for Estrada to find the left field seats at Wrigley again.
Steel mill, you'll be going to the diamond shop for Mrs. Carver at plus 675. You better not tell her if this one wins, Carver. No cubic zirconia, only the best for Mrs. C.
and look for a few guys tonight. I really like anything at Wrigley tonight, Cam. I like yep. some stuff too. Colorado Bowl will probably be flying out. It was low scoring last night, so maybe the Dodgers and the Rockies, we can get ourselves some taters out in that neck of the woods. Next, Cam, I want to get your yeses or nos on a few of these guys for yep. the Stanley Cup Finals, game number 5 tonight, Panthers and the Oilers. Anytime or first goal scorer, will the heavy guys show up tonight? First, Cam, Connor McDavid, plus 135 anytime, 10-1 for the first goal. Buying or selling?
I would actually buy that. He's playing a lot better coming off a 4-point game, so I will buy.
Next, we have, we'll go to, who do we got next here? We have Draisaitl next, I would believe. Yeah. Plus 160 for him, 12-1 for the first goal. Denny was saying to me before, he thinks Connor's going to be fine. This is the guy he need that Edmonton's going to need tonight, him and Hyman, to step up and get it done.
Yeah, I need a little bit more for Draisaitl, so I'm going to have to pass on that. It's a nice price, but we both like Florida, so I'm not going to take any Oiler. But yeah, I do agree with who you said afterwards. That's the guy I'd be looking at.
Well, Hyman, Cam, and we'll go to him next. Hyman, obviously, cheapest price on the board tonight, which, you know, plus 125 for him. Lowest on the board, 9-1 for the first goal as well. Has not had the same impact as he had in the previous three series.
It's a reason why they're putting him lower, because they're scared of Hyman tonight. So I have no problem with that anytime goal. And that first goal at 9-1 is actually not too bad. Carver, I got to tell you, though, for Florida, I don't know if we're going to get through them all, but
we will. I got two for Florida.
You got two Florida? Okay. Who do you got?
Two Florida. I got Reinhardt, who's plus 160, and he's 10-1 for first goal.
Yes.
And when will Tkachuk, who opened his mouth, of course, this morning saying it's going to end tonight, plus 220 for him and 13-1 for first. You got someone deeper.
No problem. Yeah, I'm Verhaeghe. That one's for you, Seattle. Yeah. I'm a Verhaeghe guy, and I bet him first goal in the game. I always do. Give me Verhaeghe for the first goal tonight and anytime goal. He is my Panther. Let's go.
There you go. Tater time and anytime goals for the Cup tonight here on the Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM. Carver Hyde, Cam Stewart in for Scotty Farrell, coast to coast here on a Tuesday. We will come back. We've got a lot more to do. We'll start to get into some of the baseball from last night and tonight. A very busy slate, 15 games. We'll talk about it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back, Farrell, coast to coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on SportsGrid and SportsGrid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. All right, Cam, a few things from last night. Before we get into tonight's action in Major League Baseball, we were talking about Schwarber before. Here he is last night. Of course, the Padres were in town. We were all over them with this guy Vasquez pitching. He was awful against lefties, awful against power-hitting teams. Well, the Phillies made him pay. 9-2 was the final. Not one, but two taters for Kyle Schwarber, the first one on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
And a high fly ball to deep right center field. A two-run home run for Schwarber. And the Phillies take a 2-0 lead.
There you go for the Schwarbaum. Hopefully we get another one of those tonight. What happened there, Cam? Did I hear something about Portugal?
Yeah, Portugal's got a goal. It might be offside, but it's really, really close right now. I don't know what's going on here. Off the bar. Header off the bar. In. We're checking this right now. Offside, no goal.
Offside.
I was
offside.
Ready to go have a tomato bath after the show.
What
and
minute are
goes
we in here? Where are we
teller.
At? Where are we
no
at?
Goal.
What minute?
87.
What minute? How
and now, 87.
Okay.
Tick, 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 tick.
All right, let's, hey, Cam, set up the wall here. 10 in the box. Let's go. Keep this game 1-1. 10 in the box.
From your lips to God's ears, Carver. Your line I'm using now, or to gambler's ears. I don't need the stress.
The Cardinals beat the Marlins 7-6 in 12 innings. The Red Sox beat the Jays 7-3 up in Toronto. A bunch of homers for the Red Sox last night, including not one but two from Tyler O'Neill on Nesson.
Two down to 1-1. And a high fly ball left center field. That one's hit well. Racing back far, show going all the way to the wall. And that ball is gone. A home run. Tyler O'Neill for the second time in as many at-bats tonight. Red Sox are killing it. And on top, 4-1.
Yeah, yep. They're killing it right now, Cam. Take two out of three from the Yankees over the weekend. They get the first one in Toronto last night. They're hitting the long ball. Look out, Cam. They're playing good.
This seems three games over 500. The Blue Jays can't figure it out. They get within a couple games. Like this, they're just a middling baseball club. And Boston's got a good pitcher on the mound tonight. Hauk, you see this guy? His whip's like 0.90. So this is not going to be an easy task for the Blue Jays. Boston might be the play again.
I saw Hauk is, I think he's in the top five on the Cy Young odds board too, Cam. He's
for
been that
sure.
good for Boston so far this year. Pirates beat the Reds 4-1. Good outing from Skeens again for the Pirates as he got himself the win. Did not go over to 7.5 strikeouts, though. He only had 7 Ks, so I'm sure that was a ticket ripper for a lot of people. The Braves beat the Tigers 2-1. Now, I'm not going to get to play the Hap homer, Cam, because the Cubs ended up losing that game to the Giants, but I will get to play Ozzie Albies ringing the bell for us last night and giving the Braves a 2-1 lead for good on Bally Sports South.
Ozzie Albies, he lifts it high, he lifts it deep. That day is gone into the chop house, and Atlanta leads it.
You know, Cam, I think the one thing that sticks out to me the most with Atlanta this year, and honestly, it was a problem for them even before they had the big injury to Ronald Acuna Jr. They don't score nearly as many runs as they did last year. They hit a billion homers last year. They are not the same team offensively, and it's a little worse now when you don't have Acuna at the top. But even before him, Cam, I thought this entire season, that's what Atlanta's been missing, was what was a very powerful offense last year has not been the same this year.
Great call. It's actually shocking you're seeing them winning these type of games. So they're going to have to get tons of beautiful pitching and bullpen work, Carver. We already scored a couple runs against teams like the Tigers. You're right. This team used to rake, and they have a real problem scoring runs, and that's a huge problem in that division.
A huge problem indeed. The Mets have gotten hot, too. They have won six in a row, 14-2 over the Rangers last night. I mean, they just absolutely blasted them. All about Grimace. Have you seen that, Cam? That's a big thing in the New York area. Grimace, the old McDonald's character, Grimace threw out the first pitch last week at home, and I guess that was the first game of this six-game win. They haven't lost since Grimace threw out the first pitch, Cam. So it's all about the big purple man, Grimace. That's what's changed the Mets season. It's turned it all around.
Yeah. Bring Grimace down. You sit him back by that apple there with the home run. Every single night, you give respect to Grimace, and let's keep this going because you know Mets fans. These guys are superstitious. I got no problem with Grimace. Oh, they scored again?
Portugal
now we're really
scored.
Done. Oh, my God, 90 minutes. This one's going to count, too. Carver, just honest to God, like just the torture. Like, I just don't even know anymore. I just sit here.
I'm sorry, Cam.
That's okay.
That's
was very close. Very close. Very close to
I thought
I was
going to
say, who do you have with Ozzie Albies? Which golfer do you have with Albies? Do you got anybody?
I think I put Brian Harmon with him, Cam.
I had Brian Harmon this week too. Dude, you don't want to beat anywhere near me. I'm bad chi right now. I'm bad luck. You got to do your own thing.
You were on DeChambeau last week.
Yeah, I was.
We had DeChambeau last week.
Yeah, that's true.
The Giants did beat the Cubs 7-6. I thought that my Ian Happ homer gave the Cubs the lead for good, but Tiaro Estrada, and hopefully he's got one in him tonight as well, he put the Giants ahead for good on NBC Sports Bay Area.
He hits a high fly ball left field. Half at the Ivy. Gone! Tiaro Estrada launches one, a three-run homer. And the Giants have gone ahead here in the ninth inning.
He got it up into the wind.
Get him up into the wind tonight, Cam. Get him up into the wind tonight again at plus 675 for us. Hopefully he'll be able to help us out.
That one will pay. That'll pay boxcars. I like that one. You attach him to some stuff at plus 675.
Well, usually, like the longer odds guys like him for 675, I'll put him with someone I like more on the chalk side. You know, Cam.
Yeah.
So I'll match up the longer shot with the chalkier ones.
Yeah.
The home runs like Schwarber that are plus 250, I'll put those with more like a Keegan Bradley at 50-1 this week.
Yep.
You know, I'll put those more with the long shot guys or a top 10 or a top 20. So we put it with the golf, Cam. That's what we're all about here. We're going to get Cam involved as well. For all coast to coast, here on a Tuesday, Carver and Cam in for Scotty. We're back, Sports Grid Radio, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Tuesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us today. I've got some numbers to throw at you, Cam. Before I do, the Yankees are going to lose Anthony Rizzo for 4 to 6 weeks. Honestly, in my opinion, that's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
With the way that he's been playing this year. Ben Rice has been promoted from AAA. Now, he's been killing the ball, Cam, all year. He only was in AAA for like a week, though. But he's going to be right in the lineup tonight, hitting sixth and playing first for the Yankees. So that's a very big spot for Ben Rice. We'll see. I hope he does well enough that they don't have to play Rizzo anymore, to be quite honest with you. I'd prefer that option. Here we go, Cam. Me and Joe usually do this every week here on Coast to Coast, and now you get to slide in for it today. The best over and under teams in Major League Baseball so far this year. This is our weekly check-in with this. The Tigers, Cam. Most overs in baseball this year. They're 41-30-1 to the over.
Wow.
Orioles, Giants, Brewers, Angels, and Marlins are on the overside. As far as the unders go, the Astros, 43-26-3. The Mariners also 43-28-3. And the Rangers, look at that, Cam. Three AL West teams.
Wow.
The three most unders in baseball so far this year. And there's the Braves, Cam. We just talked about it. Not scoring as many runs this year. They're on the under list.
See, like, I understand the Mariners just with their pitching staff and the way they play ball. The Rangers, I think, will change. I think they're a team maybe in the second half to have more overs. It's been kind of shocking, actually. And you said it, Atlanta, 13 games. That's nuts with the lineup. Like, usually these guys used to win games like 12-8. Very, very shocking. Cardinals, they're just a bad baseball team. And the Cubs, it's basically the same. Who do you like in that division, by the way, Carver? Like, I had the Reds earlier. They went on a little heater, but, like, that division is vulnerable.
I've got several Cub tickets from before the season. I've kind of planted my flag with the Cubs, and it looked really good for the first month and a half of the season. And I got to tell you, Cam, I'm letting go of the rope a little bit with them. They haven't been playing well here the last few weeks. And I'm starting to think that I might have to shift to somebody else. I can't play the Cardinals. I can't stand the Cardinals. I'll never root for the Cardinals in anything. So that's part of the problem as well for me.
I'm the Reds, but like that division's anybody's game right now. That's the whole
thing. I agree.
Like it's just there's a lot of baseball left, and like that's the whole thing. Like I might put another log on the fire with the Reds. I think they're gonna have a good second half, but we'll see. They were horrible to start the year. They had a nice little winning streak, and they're kind of middling too. So I'll tell you, you get plus money in that division, you take it. Milwaukee,
look,
I don't know what they're going to do, Cam.
You saw last year, like August 1st, Arizona was nowhere. I mean, who played the hottest baseball from August, September, October? They ended up in the World Series. Like, if you can just be within shouting distance and get hot the last 2 months of the year and get yourself in, you're there, man. I mean, that's how baseball is now, and that's how baseball wants it. So I think any of those teams, even the Pirates, Cam.
Pirates.
Even the Pirates.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Who are a stupid number, by the way, to win that division. It's like 18-1 or 19-1 or something like that to win the NL Central. They got two great starting pitchers now with Skeens in there. If they just maybe got – if the guy could just take a $20 bill out of his pocket and actually like bring in one or two hitters for the stretch run, they'd actually maybe have a shot to go ahead and do that. So Scotty complains.
Depends how they manage schemes, right? Like if they actually have a shot, they can let them play, right? I know you have a special asset there.
Let them pitch. I know that they'll get the charts and graphs out, Cam. It's what they always do. The best and the worst money line as well. These are the teams, Cam, that have been sending us to the window and have been keeping us from the window. Yankees, Cleveland, Washington, Orioles, and the Brewers on the plus side. Yankees, 15 units. And on the worst, the White Sox down 25 units. Marlins, Astros, and A's also on the worst side.
The Marlins suck. They're a train wreck. The White Sox have the worst bullpen in the history of baseball. The Yankees, good for you, Carver. Wish I was a Yankee fan and up 15 units. I'm middling with the Blue Jays.
I'm not a believer. Don't be negative.
You and George Kurt, hey, you're up 15 units. Take it while you can get it, buddy.
Well,
you're playing good baseball.
Them every night, I'd be happy. Yeah. If I was on the Yankees every single night, but I'm not. Big picture, Cam, I'm not a believer in them. In fact, I think getting the Orioles right now at plus 240, 250 to win the AL East, I think is a really good play. All right, we got another hour to go. Pharrell, coast to coast. Here on a Tuesday, Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty. Final hour, C to C on the grid next.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.